The environmental group 350 Pensacola is hosting a presentation on the future of transportation in Northwest Florida this Tuesday evening. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody has a preview.
So, what's an environmental group doing in the world of road and highway construction? Plenty, says Brandy Whitehurst with the West Florida Regional Planning Council.
Their main goal is to reduce greenhouse gases through a variety of different ways, and this meeting is focusing on how transportation could help reduce those emissions. One of our goals at the Planning Council is to help bring about more sustainable forms of transportation that reduce greenhouse gases, like walking and bicycling more, driving less, public transportation.
A survey of preferences by residents for transportation will also be discussed. Whitehurst says today's presentation is just one in a series involving the long-range transportation plan that covers a number of areas.
Ways to reduce congestion management, ways to reduce greenhouse gases, those are some of the issues that we're looking for solving in the long-range transportation plan. We're also looking towards improving safety, bringing about economic vitality. It's a multifaceted plan.
The goal of Pensacola 350 is in its name. The group is working to get and keep greenhouse gases in the region under the 350 parts per million level.
When it gets to 400 parts per million, you're looking at global warming issues. Right now we're at 394 parts per million and rising, and if there's some changes that we can affect through transportation, through encouraging people to take public transit, ride a bike, just simply walk somewhere, then we're going to help them facilitate that.
Mostly our previous long-range plans have been roadway-driven. We're trying to get more in the multimodal focus for this update.
Gary Kramer is a senior transportation planner for the council. He says the schedule for getting a new plan into place is being put on the fast track.
This long-range plan that we're working on now needs to be adopted in November of this year. We're about to start our public workshops for the needs and our cost-feasible plan, and that's why we're going out to this workshop.
Kramer says they're bringing the council's previous long-range plan for the year 2035 to show what their needs were and if 350 Pensacola likes anything from it.
And if not, we're going to ask questions regarding their particular emphasis on vehicle miles traveled and maintain our attainment status for air quality, ozone, and that's where we're trying to get projects for reduction in greenhouse gases as well.
One change that is expected to make a difference in air quality involves new ECAD buses that operate on CNG, compressed natural gas. The council's Brandy Whitehurst says more information is available online and via social media.
The Long Range Transportation Plan has its own website, www.2040lrtp.com, our Facebook page, and we're also on Twitter at WFRPC. And we tend to post notices of meetings and information about transportation projects that are going on in the whole seven-county area.
The 350 Pensacola meeting kicks off at 7 o'clock this evening at the Bayview Senior Resource Center on East Lloyd Street in Pensacola. It's free and open to the public. More information is at world.350.org/Pensacola. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.